Dedicated to the Word of God. Your speaker today is Evangelist David S. Horn of Denver, Colorado. We are happy indeed to be with you again today and bring you another message from the precious Word of God. We'd like to come into your homes, or should you be driving along, come into your cars and bring you a message that you may have something to hear and enjoy as you're driving along. Now, at this time, I'm going to follow up a message, my previous message, where I spoke on the precious blood, the precious faith, the precious stone, the precious Savior, and the exceeding great and precious promises. These are some things that God gave us to rest our faith upon. Now this time, I'm going to speak, without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Without holiness, shall no man see the Lord. And without chastisement, there is no sonship. So as we go over these one by one, possibly, you can locate yourself and ask, am I in the family of God? Do I receive chastisement from the hand of God? And if not, maybe I'm not His child. And if not, we're going to make very, very plain how we become the children of God. The Word of God tells us in John's Epistle, chapter 3, beloved, now are we the sons of God. Well, you say, you're saying that, but how do I become a son of God? Well, by faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, by faith in God and the Word of His grace, by taking Him at His Word. You see, our Savior, when He was on the earth, spoke to men face to face as a man speaketh face to face with his friend. But our Savior left this earth in resurrection, and He went back to glory, and there He is today. Now, to the saints of God, there is direct communication between heaven and earth, and we can speak to the Savior and we use His precious name as we address God our Father. But the young saved have no Savior as yet, but when they receive that Savior, then they become children of God. So at this time, I want to repeat once again, I want to read once again. This is found in Hebrews chapter 9, and it's verse 22, and this is what it says. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood there is no remission. The importance that God places on the blood of Christ. He is spoken of as a lamb without spot and a lamb without blemish, so that Savior could come down from heaven. That Savior could go to the cross and shed His precious blood that He might redeem us and make us His own and have us in glory with Himself. Now His precious blood was shed, His body bruised for sin, when He was led out to Calvary's cross. When that Roman spear went into the heart of the Son of God, our Savior said, "This is my blood shed for you for the remission of sin." So, beloved friend, that's God's divine panacea. So in case you have been wondering, how do we get in touch with God? How do we get our sins forgiven? The speaker can well remember in his unsaved days how he cried about his sins and how he prayed about that condition. And I was looking to myself, but our God has something for us to look at, and it is not our own evil hearts of unbelief. "Where shall I look?" said someone. Well, you will look to a Calvary's cross. Let me give you a very simple, plain statement found in Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 22. And this is what it says: "Look unto me, and be ye saved." Now that's the Savior. Look to Him. If you look at self, you'll be disgusted. If you look around, you'll be distracted. But if you look to Christ, you'll be delighted. And the Word of God says, "Delight thyself in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart." Your heart's desire has been, "I want my sin put away. I want this awful evil removed from me. I realize I am not fit to go into the presence of God as I am." No, friends, I am sure you are not. And neither was the speaker, for I lived in sin, and I loved my sin. I practiced sin, and that sin was taking me down to endless despair. But thank God for this. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. Every sin that man ever committed was carried to Calvary's cross. And hear this word once again. Isaiah chapter 53 tells us, "And the Lord laid on Him the iniquity of us all." Every sin, every transgression, every disobedience received a just recompense of reward. When the Savior died in your place for your sin, well, someone said, "I know He died, but how do I know He died for me?" Well, the Word of God says Christ died for our sins. And then it said, "For God so loved the world, and He laid on Him the sins of us all." And any sinner that would accept Christ by faith, I read this word. This one is found in Hebrews chapter 11. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. You can't please the Savior without faith. But you're saying, "I don't seem to have any faith." Remember, friend, the speaker that tells you this and God that gave you this cannot lie. God Himself could not lie. Now, what did God say? That He loved you and sent Christ and He died to save you. And if you receive that one, you will be saved and ready for heaven. Well, without faith, does God want me to take Him at His word? Absolutely, men and women. You trust in the truth of a friend. On man's feeble promise depend. Oh, can you not rest in the word of Jesus, the glorified Lord? Earthly friends will fail and leave you. One day sue, the next day grieve you. But this friend can ne'er deceive you. You take Him at His word. Once again, without faith. And the word says, "Ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus." Taking that one that God sent to die for you, how could you stand to do without Him? How could you refuse Him longer? As I stand here by this mic and press this message on our hearts, in my own heart I say, I lived many years without him. I wonder that I did, for today I love him. I love him because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree. And I take God at his word. And listen, friend, should I be called into eternity today, I'm resting alone on the written word of God and the precious blood of Christ, God's Son, that cleanseth from all sin. Well, without that shedding, there was no remission, but it has been shed. And some of us can say, and it has been applied. Pardon. It is not enough that that blood was shed. It must be applied to your soul, to your house, and then when he sees the blood, he will pass over you. Well, I'm skipping down to one more, and this one is found in Hebrews chapter 12. Without holiness shall no man see the Lord. Well, you say, I wonder if there are any holy people in the world. Well, if you look at me today, you would say, I seem far from holiness, but wait a minute, and I'll tell you where my holiness is. My holiness is all found in that Holy One. And the Word of God said, he made us accepted in his beloved Son. I'm accepted in Christ. Now listen, he is my redemption. He is my holiness. He is my Savior. He is my Redeemer. And those that accept him as their personal Savior will pass from death into life, from the power of Satan to the power of God, and they will be translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's beloved Son. Without holiness, you say, I need it. God has supplied it, and it's in the person of his Son. And without that, you'll not see God. Without him, you'll not see God. But as many as receive him, to them give he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. The gospel is the essence of simplicity, and the gospel is good news from God, and the gospel is the power of God unto salvation, but it's only to them that believe him, to them that receive him, to them that put their faith in him. Without that, beloved friend, you are without hope, without Christ, without heaven, without holiness, but all these have been supplied by God the Father through Christ the Savior. And then, in closing, let me repeat my last verse once again. I did repeat the first one, without the shedding of blood there was no remission. Then I read the second one, without faith it's impossible to please God. And I read the third one, without holiness there is no entering heaven or the presence of God. And fourthly, without chastisement, we are not sons of God. Now you that profess to be Christians, you know what it is to have the chastening hand of the Father. And the Word of God makes very plain in language like this, if ye be without chastisement, then are ye bastards and not sons. You could not be a child of God without the chastening hand of God. In our own families, we correct and chastise our children. Now God says in his family, I correct and I chastise my children. We can't live in sin. In Romans chapter 6, we read a word like this, those of us that are saved, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Then he adds two words, God forbid. God forbid, and I don't live in sin any longer. And I don't practice sin any longer. But I'll tell you what I do. I live and enjoy the presence of Christ my Savior and practice holiness in and through the person of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Thank you for listening in, and surely the message that has fallen upon your ears must have been thought-provoking.